Good afternoon, everyone. Well, Tuesday unfortunately marked the end of a nice little winning streak that we were putting together. The ASX 200 down by 20 points or a quarter of a percent, and it means that the index wrapped up the day at 7,131. Mind you, it does follow a 3% rally for our market over the prior 4 days. But what is quite clear, so far this week, markets are quite cautious. And evidence of that is the fact that markets have done their best work early in the session and then have basically faded into the afternoon, which was the case yesterday and also today. Now, one of the reasons for this is the next 2 to 3 days are quite important for markets globally, particularly in the US. So we've got tonight a speech by the head of the US Central Bank, Jerome Powell, the big decision maker for interest rate hikes. He's speaking at 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so about an hour and a half into the American session. And secondly, on Thursday, we've still got that US CPI, the Consumer Price Index, the update on consumer inflation, the one that's watched usually most closely, and it's for the month of December. Now, the reason why both of these are important is they might provide clues as to what the Federal Reserve might do with its next interest rate hike, which is going to come probably at the start of February, the 1st of February. In fact, and this is something that share markets, not only in the United States, but in Australia and globally, are growing very, very sensitive to. In fact, last year, the Fed raised rates by 425 basis points, and markets are kind of split and undecided about how much further they might actually go from here. So that could certainly keep markets on edge. Tomorrow, we're probably going to be talking about the Fed chair, and on Friday, we're probably going to be talking about that US CPI. But look, today, we've had most sectors actually declining, very few actually improved, including mining stocks, which have easily been the best performers since the start of the 2023 calendar year. Now, they came under pressure falling about 0.5%. Gold miners like Newcrest and Northern Star were two of the most heavily hit in that sector. And even BHP, the largest of them all, dropped back today by about 0.5%. Now, it must be said that BHP is still very close to getting back to record highs that it last saw back in 2021. And a standout in the mining space today was Lake Resources. This is the lithium producer. Now, the reason why it seemed to outperform its peers and it rose by about 1.2% was that it came out with an update and said that it's making good progress on its flagship lithium project that it's developing in Argentina. Lithium, of course, a critical ingredient that's difficult to replace, both in batteries and also in use in electric vehicles as well. Now, retailers, the second best performers so far this month, one of only three sectors to improve today, but they were held back in part by one company, and that's Premier Investments. And this is the company behind Smiggle, Peter Alexander, and a number of other well-known brands like Just Jeans as well. Now, the reason why it fell 5% is that it's trading ex-dividend today, which is the cutoff for who's going to get paid the next dividend. And this is the biggest dividend ever that it's paying out on the 25th of January, 79 cents, in fact. So its shares did come under pressure. City Chic also not doing particularly well. The retailer down about 3.5% for most of the day. A major broker made a significant cut to its price target for where it thinks the stock might be in the next 12 months. And Fortescue Metals, a bit of a messy performance today. It's had an interesting run recently, but yesterday the chief financial officer announced his resignation a month out from the iron ore miners' profit results. And also, this is the ninth senior executive that has resigned from the group in the last couple of years. So that's perhaps a space to watch. As I said, tonight the Fed chair is delivering a speech, but in addition to this, there are a number of other central bankers that will be doing the same, including the governor of the Bank of Canada. So that would also be an interesting one later this evening, and also the Bank of Japan governor as well. So three central bankers to listen to quite carefully as to what they might do with rates in the coming months. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at about 69.1 US cents.